Kindly sing this song with me solemnly. Thus saith the Lord of the Lord, never ceases His mercies, never come to an end. Oh, they are new every morning, new every morning. Great is Thy goodness, O God. Great is Thy goodness. Two more times now. Time now. Because of your mercy, Lord, where would we have been, Lord? If not because of your grace, Father, if not because of your foreknowledge that you foreknew us before the foundation of the world, Lord, we would have been lost, Father. Lord Jesus, but we are grateful, Father, for your mercy, your grace, your faithfulness, your election, your calling upon our lives, Father. We are very, very grateful. We love you, Lord. We know because you first loved us before the foundation of the world, Master. We say thank you, Jesus. Blessed be thy name, Master. We appreciate it, Heavenly Father. Thank you for this grace once again that we have to be in your divine presence. Thank you, Master. Since Sunday, Lord, you've been with every one of us, Father. Thank you for your people everywhere, Master. We are grateful, we are thankful on today. Thank you for the victory of the Almighty God, the deliverances of the Almighty God. Lord, the saving grace of the Almighty God. Lord, the healing hands of the Almighty God. The blessings of the Almighty God that we enjoy, O living God, day by day. Lord Jesus, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Heavenly Father, we just commit ourselves on today once again, this evening. May you help us in this prayer meeting, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, speak through us in the little admonition, hear through us, Father. Give us understanding, give us revelation, speak to our hearts, teach us thy precepts. May something be said to set our soul on fire for thee, Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord. Help your servant in other places, Lord. Your servant in Master Bakatari, your servant in Ghana. May you help them. And other places, may you help them, O loving Savior, and see your people through. Also in the services, bless every one of us, Master. At the time of prayer, may you help us to pray. Pray in us, Father. Pray to us with going that cannot be halted. At the end of the service, Master, we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you for granting all these requests, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the service of the Lord as we open our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17, we read verses 1 to 8. Matthew chapter 17. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment as white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elisha, and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Before we sit down, let us open to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, we read from verse 18. Okay, let's see from verse 15. From verse 15. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fable, when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were high witnesses of his majesty, when he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. We bless the name of the Lord for the grace to be in his divine presence once again this evening. Just for a little admonition this evening, want to look at the thought of the prophet in this sermon, Hear Ye Him, the word in preaching 1962-07-11. Hear Ye Him. He preached it in so many places, and many times he preached this sermon, but it's an evangelical sermon. But I don't intend to go into the doctrine of this sermon, but just in an evangelical way. But this evening, just a little thought of the prophet, just to admonish ourselves. May the Lord Jesus bless us as we listen. God bless you. Now, Brother Abraham said, after reading the scripture, he said, let's listen attentively. Now, that is very little test to start out a revival. That is paragraph 57, sorry. Paragraph 57. Now, that is a very little test to start out a revival on the prayer that we have prayed and the request of the people. Practically, every hand in here was up a few minutes ago for request. Now, I am going to believe that God is going to answer every one of these of those requests. You believe it with me, and he will do it. Now, you say then, take three little words for a test. Hear ye him for all of that. Yes, that's enough. See, it isn't the size, it's the value of it. Because it was God speaking himself in this place when he said, hear ye him. Sometimes it's the little things that we omit that spoil our great faith. Shall I read that again? Sometimes it's the little things that we omit that spoil our great faith. We will see a little something come up. The weather is too hot. They got too tired. This or some little thing like that, that you will omit coming to the meetings, to the meeting again. Or maybe somebody got out of order, something went wrong, or something, and then that right there is where you fail. But you see, faith is so positive. You can't hinder faith. No matter what it is, you are going to do it anyhow. No matter what anybody else does, if you believe it, you are going to stay with it, because faith has no hindrance. You might have a lot, but your faith doesn't. It will stay, so it will stay. Just stay right with it. Praise the Lord. I want to, in the line of this thought, Brother Abraham brought this up in perseverance when he was talking about the Syrophoenician woman. Perseverance 640305. 640305, paragraph 72. From paragraph 72. This Greek had heard those words. She believed it. She had many hindrances, but her faith didn't have any. Faith knows no hindrance. Her faith had no hindrance. She had, but her faith doesn't have. You may have hindrances, but if you've got faith, it knows no defeat. It's positive. Let's look at some of our hindrances just for a moment. Some of them might have said, remember, you are of a different race. You are a Greek, Syrophoenician by nation. He is a Jew. In other words, today you will say, your denomination is not having this revival. It makes no difference. Your denomination, whether it is or not, that woman doesn't care whose denomination it was. She was a woman. She was a human being, had been created by God, and she had a need, and she had faith, and she was going to get it. whether her denomination was cooperating or not, made her no difference. She started off. She might have had another critic that might have met her down the line and said, why? The days of miracles are past. We don't have miracles no more. That could have been a Jew after she got in. Are over in this country where Jesus was, across into Galilee. Days of miracles are past. There is no such a thing. Still, she was persistent. She was persistent. The denominational barrier doesn't stop her. Neither did any of those who believed the days of miracles was past. She knew different. First thing, she had something inside of her that told her that she would get what she asked for. Oh, people, tonight, if you only can hold that in your heart, that God is here to give you the desire of your heart, if you will meet his conditions, nothing can stand. There might have been a bunch of women come to her and said, look, Sister Lydia, or ever what her name might have been, do you understand that your husband will leave you if you do this? No doubt but what she loved her husband, but she couldn't curse or bless that, the main thing, which was in her. Something was telling. Her daughter was dying with epilepsy, and she had to get to Jesus. And when she got there, something was going to take place. Husband or no husband, some of them might have said, well, what are you going to do with this afflicted child if it fails? But she knows it wasn't going to fail. Something was in her that told her it can't fail. If he ever was God, he still remains God. It can't fail. Therefore, she still was persistent. Then some of them might have said, the circle that you belong to in the society will laugh at you. Laugh or no laugh made her no difference. Something was inside of her. She still was persistent. Some of them might have said, you will be put out of your church. Put out or not put out. She was on a road. Something pulling her to Jesus. There was nothing going to stand in her way. No hindrances. She was persistent. Nothing stood in her way. Finally, she arrived where Jesus was. Many people think, just because you get where he is at, it's all over. That is wrong. You can come here in this building tonight and show himself alive after 2,000 years by the things that he promised to do in this day. He did as he did last night. He does every night. Every night. He does everywhere. He proved that he is still alive. And you could be in his presence. But that isn't it. Or that isn't enough. No, sir. Sometimes you meet difficulty when you come into his presence. She did. When she arrived, then said Jesus, he was not sent to her race. The very one that she come believing in turned her down. This is a lesson. The very one that she had went through all these gates of sorrow and disappointment and everything to get there by something pulsating inside of her, telling her to go. When she got there to him, he turned her down as it looks, flat. And beside it, he said, her race was nothing but a bunch of ducks. It's not meant for me to take the children's bed and feed it to you ducks. What if he would have called the Pentecostals dogs? Man, I don't know what would have happened. What if he would have said Methodist dogs, Baptist dogs, my opinion, went back and told the pastor he was right after her. They would have gone back to their, she would have gone to back to her pastor and said, you are even right after her. That man doesn't have manner. There wasn't nothing to this fellow. But if you have got a hold and something has got a hold of you, it's going to be different. I'm not saying to you race of dogs, not meeting for it's me, not meat for me to take the children's bread and give it to you. I'm not saying to you, your revival is not, your company is not sponsoring this. And I'm not sent to you, and it isn't meant for me to take my time upon you when you are nothing but dogs. And why should I waste my time on you? What a disappointment that would have been to a woman that didn't have faith. That wasn't determined. Oh, if the church could only see that, but still she held on. She wasn't a hot house plant that had to be babied. She wasn't the type that you have to baby to come to church. She wasn't the type that you have to baby or pacify or whatever to still come to church. Whatever happens, she knows that she is here to meet Jesus. May God help us. She wasn't a hot house plant that had to be babied. One of these kind you have to spray all over, you know, and keep the bugs off of it. A good healthy plant, you don't have to spray it. A good healthy plant, a bug can't get to it. It is full of health. And a good born again faith in God, a real genuine Holy Ghost faith, nothing is going to turn it down. It can't do it. Is persistence is going to the goal that God has promised to it. There is nothing going to turn it down. It's going anyhow. Yes, she wasn't a hybrid. Praise the Lord. Let's continue. We see you have something here. Now the paragraph in the sermon here, you him that we are looking at. Paragraph 60, as we continue, paragraph 60. When great King George of England, Brabham said, great King George of England visited Canada, and the children in Canada were asked to give their tribute to the king. They came out from their school, they lined up on the street to wave the flag of Canada to the king, to greet the king, to give their tribute to the king. We all know the story. So the little boys and girls were there to wave their flags. So when the king passed, they all waved their flag and they were happy. The king of England has come to visit us. And after the king left, everybody went back to school. But the little girl did not go back. Brother says she stayed beside the telegram pole and she was weeping. When the teachers and everybody got back to school, they saw that a little girl is missing, and they went to search for her. When the teacher got to the place where she was, the teacher asked her, met her crying. She said, "Why are you crying?" She didn't talk. "Why are you crying? What happened? Didn't you see the king?" He said, "Yes, I saw the king." "Didn't you wave your flag?" "Yes, I waved my flag." "Then what is the problem?" He said, "Auntie, you see, I waved my flag. I saw the king and I waved my flag. But you know what? The king, I was so little that the king did not see me." And that was why she was crying. Oh, mercy. Let's hear what Barbara said. She said, "You see, I am so little." Paragraph, that is the last part of paragraph 62. She said, "You see, I'm so little, teacher." She said, I saw the king, but the king didn't see me waving my little flag. I was too little. That might be so with King George. He might not have seen the little girl, but there is one thing about King Jesus. I don't care how little you do, he will see it. He is always ready. He watches every little move that you make, and he loves you. Praise the Lord. The character of this Jesus, some people were giving offering in the synagogue. Everybody was giving their offering, they were as much as they had. Maybe some people will give 500, some people will give 1,000, some people will give 2,000, 5,000. Very good amount of money. But a widow woman just gave, I think, put a dime. As you will say, maybe 100 naira or 50 naira or whatever. And Jesus Christ called his disciples. He said, you see, of all the people that gave offering that I'm seeing, that woman that gave the smallest gave the most. That was the character of this Jesus. Everything we do in his name to honor him, everything we do, he doesn't overlook it. Praise ye the Lord. And the Bible taught us that he's a rewarder of who? Them that diligently seek him. Jesus Christ is not an ingrate. Our God sees everything we do. Our God takes notice of every little thing we do in his name, for his name, and for his people. He knows and he takes notice of those things. You might not have money to do the big things. You might not have money. Okay, praise ye the Lord. As we try to close, one time, a woman wanted to do something for the Lord. She doesn't have money. I'm not preaching for money. God forbid. I'm not preaching for money at all. She doesn't have money. She wanted to do something for the Lord. But she was poor. She was on a wash tub. That is, she do a lagba for. That's all that she does. And she doesn't have money. But she had something that had to do for the Lord. And she was saving every little money she had, thinking that I want to do something for the Lord. And eventually, I think she had a little money to print something like tract and called a minister that I want us to have a meeting in this place. And then she called the minister. They plan it. The minister planned it. They arranged for it. She went around to tell everybody, come, there is a meeting here, this and this and that. And the day of the meeting, the minister was there to preach. The minister got there. As they were singing, one drunkard just staggered inside. Eventually, the minister preached as if he was preaching to thousands. It's even in this sermon. Okay. As if he was preaching to thousands. And that day, before the end of the meetings, that drunkard gave his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that happened to be Dwight Moody. Dwight Moody was a minister. And from there, Dwight Moody also became a minister of the gospel. And he won so many souls to the Lord. Now, when you are talking about what Dwight Moody did for the Lord, where did he start? From that woman. Praise ye the Lord. And God will never overlook what that woman has done. in the name of the Lord. May God help us. Let me quickly read this too as we try to close. Paragraph 64. Now on this occasion, from the scripture we read, now on this occasion, God is meeting with his people. Now many times God meets in the realm of great congregations. He meets with small congregations. One time he met with 500. Again, he met with 70. He met with 70, 12, 3, and even 1. No matter how small the congregation is, God always will meet when you have a need and believe that he will be there. Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there will I be in their midst. Now, this is his promise. If that isn't true, then there is no heaven. There is no such a thing as a savior. See, if that isn't truth, is God to be the truth? So God meets with great congregations, and then he meets with small congregation. It just doesn't matter. Just wherever somebody has faith, God will meet with them. Praise the Lord. Now, on this occasion, it was to be a great occasion. So God usually calls people when he has got something great to tell them. He calls his people together. Maybe it's just you. Maybe it's 5. Maybe it's 1,000. But he calls them together when he has got something real, something he has to tell his church. Now, on this occasion, it must have been very great. For Peter, years later, he called it the Holy Mountain. He referred to it as the Holy Mountain. Now, I don't believe that he really meant that the mountain was holy. It isn't a holy mountain. It was the Holy God on the Holy Mountain. It isn't the Holy Church, as we call the Holy Church, or the Holy People. It's the Holy Spirit in the people. The Holy Spirit in the church. Not a Holy Church, Holy Spirit in the church. That is what makes the holiness. That is what makes the holy. Because he is the one that he is holy. Praise the Lord. Now Peter called it the Holy Mount because the Holy God has been on this mountain. And before God does anything, usually on the heart, he usually speaks of it out of heaven first. Did you ever notice that? He always speaks from heaven first. The supernatural always manifests itself and then come down and to the people. Praise ye the Lord. If that promise that wheresoever two or three people are gathered in my name, there I will be in their midst. If that promise isn't true, Bible said, then there is no heaven. Then there is not a savior. Then God is not true for every other promise that he has made. But God meant what he says, and he says what he meant. Praise you the Lord. That is why when we come to church, we don't pray, we don't play. It is a time to mean business with the Lord. It's not a time to sleep when we say we want to pray. It's not a time to start be freaking around, going up and down. If we actually catch the revelation that Jesus, who made the promise, is here, our attitude to the services will be different. May God help us as we bow down our heads. Let's commit ourselves unto the Lord. That God, we meet with us at the point of our knees in these services. He will grant our heart desires and do something special for us, even in this service, because He is here. He's not a liar. And our God is not a disappointment. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. As I ask our pastor to commit us to the hand of the Lord, if you want God to help you, why don't you raise up your hand to the Lord as his servant will pray for us. God bless you, sir.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you again tonight for giving us another privilege to be under thy feet. You have promised us, O God, that where two or three are gathered together in thy name, there will be the midst of them. Your prophet further explained to us that when you come into the midst of your people, you do not come for coming's sake. You do not come as an onlooker, neither do you come as a recording agent. You come to meet the needs of your people. Lord Jesus, we have just heard your word, heard that you were in the midst of thousands. You ministered to them, even to the one person, just a person that have faith. We believe, oh God, that the hands that are up, they have faith to ask whatsoever they are asking. Master Savior Divine, meet them at the point of their needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. You have taught us to say whatsoever things we desire. When we ask in prayer, believing, we should believe that what we ask for, we have received. You say, then shall we have it. So let it be, O God. That whatsoever this desire might be, whatsoever this needs might be, whatsoever this request might be, may they receive answers in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Let it turn to testimonies, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercies, for your love, and your care, and Lord, a testimony from us, how good you are unto us. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant, replenish it for the virtue that has led him. How soon we're going to go into prayer, generally inspired and let us, may we pray, has become a saint. Help us to believe our prayers. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
My hope is built on nothingness than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. La 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 la.
Oh, Testify that we have not come in vain, but Lord, you have met with us as you normally do. Lord, we are definitely better off than what we are before the service started. Lord, we have gathered more faith, more encouragement. We have unloaded our hearts, bodies, and we have laid our requests at your feet as you have requested. And Lord, because we know that you have hearing here, you have heard our requests. And you have also made a promise that when we ask anything in your name, we should believe we have received it, and then shall we have it. Based on this, dear Father, we go in the strength of this with confidence and assurance that our requests are receiving attention before your throne of mercy. May you continue to renew our faith, Lord, as we confess positively, Lord, that we be in full expectation of all their manifestations. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the blessings we receive during the preaching of your word. We pray, O God, that all these blessings, may your spirit water them in our hearts. Lord, that we might be drawn closer unto you, and Lord, be lifted higher and higher as we wait for your coming. Thank you, dear God, for all the requests that we have prayed over. Give individuals who have written requests faith to believe that you have answered their requests. Thank you, Eternal Father. Once again, your servant who is on mission trip, we pray you be with him. And Lord, be strength and protection and inspiration, and give him abundance of testimonies. The servant that went to Bakatari, may you bring him back safely when he's coming. We want to commit ourselves to you that we set out to go back to our home. We ask that your presence will go with each one of us, those going to far places, those going to closer places. By whichever means we are going, may your presence go with us. Protect us from every evil, dear God. The rest of the week is your hand. May you guide us and protect us and bless us. And Lord, each step that we will take may be ordered by you. We pray, Lord, for your blessings upon workers, business people, travelers. Lord, we pray for students also. Lord, while we commit the service on Friday into your hand, that you will gather us and bless the service also. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for granting our petitions, since we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. Yeah, we welcome Brother Josiah for this inquisition. God bless you. Yes. Brother Joseph Oyedepo sent his greetings to the brethren and requested for more of our prayers. He appreciated the ones we are praying for him and requested for more as he continued with his trip. We wish the other women's happy anniversary, and pray that the Lord will give them many more years in good health and good service. This Friday is the last Friday of the month, which means that we are to be in service for the breaking of bread by 5 p.m. May the Lord be our help. Shall we rise? We are able to go up and take the country. She possesses a land from Jordan to the sea. Although the giants may be on our way to them, then God will surely give us victory. Let us move on to the righteous side. Oh, move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Oh, hallelujah. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Oh, yes, we are able. We are able to go up and take them. God bless you till we meet again.
Giants may be on the way to hinder. Lord will surely give us victory. So let us move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side of God. Hallelujah. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side of God. We are able to go up and take that country, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be on our way to hinder, our God will surely give us victory. Let us move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side of God. Oh, move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side of God. Victory ahead. Victory ahead. Through the blood of Jesus. Trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see the victory ahead. Victory ahead. Victory ahead. head.